It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
It's so interesting that we've been talking about home remedies off and on all morning, and I ran across this. Donkey of the day for Tuesday, March 3rd goes to all you folks out there who are putting potatoes up your butt to allegedly cure hemorrhoids. I am not here to potato up the anus shame you. Whatever you call a good time is your business. I am not potato up the anus phobic. Mm-mm. I'm just here to warn you because according to the New York Post, doctors are starting to get very concerned about people who subscribe to a dangerous home remedy that is being spread on numerous websites, which involves inserting a potato into the rectum to cure hemorrhoids. I can't make this kind of stuff up. It's a shame that I have to tell you today to stop putting yams up your yams. Okay, credible medical professionals are issuing warnings to people who subscribe to a dangerous home remedy seen on numerous websites, which involves inserting a tater in your tot. Okay, for the record, there's no medical evidence that putting frozen potatoes inside the anus can help cure hemorrhoids, so I would urge caution to anyone thinking of doing it. Those are words from Dr. Diana Gall, okay? She told that to Wales Online, noting that those suffering from the condition of hemorrhoids can attempt to treat it at home in a number of ways. But it's a shame she has to say this. Sticking frozen spuds in a hot ass is not one of them. Now, according to a bunch of idiots online, if you have hemorrhoids, you should insert the frozen potato slice in your anus and leave it inside for 30 seconds. I wonder if that works for frozen potato chips, and I wonder if you can eat more than one. Now, repeat the process for 3 to 5 days. The next 3 to 5 days, leave the slice of potato inside the anus for 30 seconds more each time. The potatoes have astringent properties and help relieve the pain an itchy sensation, which usually happens with the condition of hemorrhoids. Okay, while the ice cold potato constricts the blood vessels, it reduces the swelling and relieves your pain instantly. Now, what do you think the act of
what?
Licking the anus while you're doing this home remedy is called?
I don't know what.
I would say fixing the potato salad. That's what I would say.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I'm from Monk's Corner, South Carolina. It's all kind of home remedies I have used in my life. I put a little urine in my eye to cure pink eye. We do ginger ale to cure stomach aches. You guys, so what'd you do, Envy? What'd you say your daddy did to you?
My Curacomb was for cuts, and when my braces were a little squeaky and tidy, we put a little WD-40 on them.
And what do you do, ye? Tiger bone?
We had tiger balm.
Okay. All right. We used to use earwax to prevent STDs. I've told y'all that before.
Prevent them?
Yeah.
I thought it was to see if you had one.
No, that's how you prevent it. You dig in your ear, put earwax on the tip. You put your finger around a woman's area. If she jumps, she got something. So, boom. STD prevention, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
I wonder if this works for guys. Put a little earwax on your finger.
You should try the potato thing.
Stick it in his butt right next to the potato.
Because we don't know if it works or not.
Listen, the moral of the story is this. This is why y'all got to go out and vote today, okay? And if you are somebody who is using, I'm serious, this is why you got to go out and vote today. If you are somebody who is using this home remedy of sticking potatoes in your butt to get rid of your hemorrhoids, you need to vote your interest. And clearly your interest is somebody who believes in Medicare for all because you need health insurance, okay? I promise you, if you got hemorrhoids and you even have to think about putting a potato up your butt to cure it, then I know you don't have any health insurance because a person with health insurance would just take their hemorrhoidy ass to the doctor, okay? Do you also know that a nickname for potatoes is Murphy? Did you know that, Steve?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's Murphy because Murphy is a common surname in Ireland. And in Ireland, they say as common as potatoes. So the surname Murphy is as common as potatoes. Hence, it's a nickname for potatoes. So what would a potato up your ass in Ireland be called?
What?
What? Murphy Brown. The moral of the story is stop using hemorrhoids as an excuse to have a good time, okay? Please give everybody putting potatoes up their ass to cure hemorrhoids the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
Yeehaw. All right.
I do want to say on Reader's Digest, it does say a compress made from potato is an effective home remedy for hemorrhoids.
Well, what kind of potato dishes do you make after you have taken the frozen potato out of your ass? You got ass browns. You can have a little sweet potato casserole. Ass potatoes with sour cream. My favorite would be roast cheek potatoes. That'd be nice.
My goodness.
You don't think?
No.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.